Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays, during the Noon Report, we spotlight the weighty issues impacting our public schools with the good Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute in beautiful Houghton, New York. Well, Ralph, the wait is almost over. It is election eve in New York. That big school budget slash school board vote will be happening tomorrow. And first off, we want to encourage as many people as possible to go to the polls and take part. Sadly, too many don't. But for those who will, what should they be looking for when deciding on a candidate or multiple candidates for school board?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think what people have to be really aware of is that there's lots of rumors and innuendos and things going around in many communities about the people that have taken a risk and said, I'm going to put my name in the hat for running for school board. But some of the things are really pretty simple. First of all, a prospective school board member needs to just have plain old common sense, and then a sincere dedication to give every child a chance for a good education, and then be an effective communicator. And hopefully people have either met in person or in some venue have seen the various candidates and have made a judgment as to whether they are an effective communicator. And you need somebody who's going to be a consensus builder. A one-issue candidate, is just not going to cut it. It takes a consensus builder to work with all the board members in order to get things done. It's important that somebody be an active community participant. This can be as a member of the PTA or maybe in the local Little League or the community soccer league, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And then there's the other component to that vote on Tuesday, which is the monetary component. That's the actual budget itself. We've talked on this program a lot about just the apathy that is out there when it comes to school budgets. And it's something less than 10% actually participate. And I've always said it's such a tragedy because in no other election do you have as great an influence on what happens as you do on that election. But that being said, do you think a lot of reason why people don't take part is because with that tax cap law, so many districts are within it that voters feel like, well, I don't have to participate?
Well, that's certainly a part of it. But I think what people need to realize is that the authority and power that a school board member has, and then in terms of even listening to community concerns about things related to the budget, like the tax rate and how much you spend on different things. So it really is important. You know, some people say, well, if we just have mail-in ballots, that would help the turnout. That's already proven to be not true. The last couple of years, we've used mail-in ballots because of the pandemic, and that hasn't improved the voter turnout at all. Yeah. What it really takes is for a candidate to get out into the community and interact with people. There's an interesting term I came across that says most people are unactivated voters. And the way you get them activated is for them to meet the candidates and then make a decision. I should have mentioned also in terms of effective school board members, obviously we at TLI are concerned that the candidates have a Judeo-Christian belief system and ethic.
Yeah.
And that's certainly an important thing to be looking for as well.
How much, and we've seen just nationwide so many stories, Loudoun County, Virginia comes to mind and all the unrest there, but how much does national politics play into what we'll see tomorrow? And do you think that maybe the turnout could be higher because of all the uproar that we're seeing nationwide when it comes to local school boards?
Well, I'm hoping that it will make a difference in the turnout. Frankly, often it doesn't because they're mostly local issues. But with all of the publicity that's gone on about curriculum and the transgender stuff, these are national issues that now are down at the local level. And I think there are a lot of people just fed up with all the stuff that's moved us away from the basics of reading, writing, and arithmetic. And I hope that people who are disgusted with all the other stuff will just take the time tomorrow to go and vote for both the budget and for the school board candidates of their choice.
All right, and just like that, our time is up. But hey, if you have questions about anything happening in regards to public education, Ralph, you have a wonderful website where folks can go and learn more about what the Teaching and Learning Institute is anyway. Why do you exist? What's that site, sir?
Thank you, Bob. That's simply yrun.org, yrun.org. And finally, let me just encourage everybody to get out tomorrow and vote for the candidate of your choice and on the school budget.